joined today by the legendary John Rosa.
It's wonderful to be in your greatness, goat.
From the Boone County landfill, where it, when you talk about open space, whiteouts, and wind chill, it's the place to be. Wow.
Yeah, it's a little bit rough.
Was it last week was an interesting week for you guys?
Yeah.
First you had, let's go with about a foot of snow, and then we turn around and let's just drift up the next 10 inches, and there we go.
Yeah, crank up the winds and make it a little more exciting, too. Mm. But we were, the county closed on Friday.
Yep.
We followed suit. Same thing with the late start. Oh, it's all kind of a blur on the days.
How was that
Tuesday?
Tuesday, yeah. Because, again, I go, essential service, I know you can't be closed too many days in a row.
Yeah. And we avoid it. We were closed 3 days in a row. We kind of broke that rule, I guess, if you will. But there was not much traffic anyway going anywhere during that time. So, yeah, being closed Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we try to avoid those three-day closures, but not much of a choice on this one. We did have some guys, some of our operators, thankfully go in on Sunday to move a bunch of snow. Easier to do it in the daylight and you can see stuff instead of going in at 5 in the morning or whatever early to shove that stuff. So safety, a little safer choice that way, and thankfully they were able to go in and get everything operational. We were open Monday morning and back at it, but not a lot of traffic either. So
no.
Slow business this last week or so.
And the challenge is, obviously, your haulers all have their things they want to try to do, but can they get through their routes? And then with the cold, is their equipment operating?
And right. So, I know they had a lot of challenges ahead of them, and we follow them on Facebook and see what's going on too a little bit, and to get a sense of what we can expect. And man, some finally were starting to come in yesterday afternoon. It was slow in the morning yesterday, and then did pick up a little bit in the afternoon. I think once they got their trucks thawed out and able to go out and get to the garbage to pick it up, and then come out to the landfill to unload. So. Yeah, quite a process, but I'm guessing we'll see an increase in tonnage over the next week or so as things start becoming a little more
get back
available.
To a little more normal.
Yeah.
Somewhat normal. It is still winter time, and these are the challenges we face at winter. So
yep.
It's one of the
it's
things.
It's January, and it's Iowa.
Yeah, it does. All right. Did want to ask you, because we made it through holiday time, of course, and one of the things we cautioned beforehand was, appreciate your efforts to recycle, but pay attention to what you're doing. And did people pay attention? Obviously, there's always going to be some, we can recycle all of this.
Yeah. And shooting for 100% clean and 100% recyclable material, it's unrealistic, frankly.
Yeah.
So I think it stayed basically the same. You know, I'm not over there that much, but I never heard anything. And the guys will give me some feedback about what came in and what was wrong, frankly. But about the same. Yeah, increased in the amount of times we're having to dump the containers from uptown and from Ogden, and the amounts coming in were
higher. There was a lot
of
cardboard in there.
Yeah.
There was a lot of cardboard in there. That's okay.
Yep.
We have a market for that.
That's
so
right.
We'll do that. So, and then you have the same challenges once you get your trailer full. And what kind of weather am I going to face trying to get this down to the metro?
Yeah.
There's those things happening. So
everything goes slower, it seems like. It takes longer to switch trailers. It takes longer to get the stuff smashed and shoved into the semi and everything from top to bottom. The moving of the snow at the drop-off area and in Ogden, and they did a good job over there of getting that the building that they put up, having that cleaned out, so we were able to get over there and get the trailer dumped again. But just everything takes longer. It's just that's just the way it is.
Just move slow
and I encourage the guys, too, let's not do anything crazy, and let's take our time, make sure you're safe. Bill, we pulled him off the route several days, snow and winds and extreme temperatures, and getting the business route guy to not go out of town, and it's like we just have to do what's right and necessary at that point, make sure people are safe, and then take extra breaks. We did all those little safety procedures too, to if you're out in the cold, always work with a buddy, that type of stuff. So Yeah, that's say some of the stuff.
You got to fight it. Yeah, well, because you are an outdoor business.
That's right.
You say there's that too. Well, at least right now with all the snow, we can't see all the litter that's.
Won't see much in the ditches for a while. Those are full.
They will, but spring, come springtime, there we go.
Yep.
And your fencing is still up for all this, right?
Yeah.
Is it holding up in the wind and the cold?
Yep. I see it on the north side anyway, coming in. I haven't ventured down the gravel road towards the new shop area, but nothing's been reported. The guys travel by there, so I'm sure they'd let me know if there's any issues. Mm-hmm. But it'll be curious for me. I was talking to our engineers the other day about after a full year and the settling and the movement and the posts, see if those have shifted, see if things are out of line and getting those back in line if necessary and stuff. So it'll be kind of interesting after a full year to see what's going on with the fence and the poles and resetting those, repacking them, and making sure that they're safe and secure too.
And also take a look at what it's doing. Is it is it catching what you want it to catch?
That's right.
That's the big thing.
So. And we've been down the bottom portion of the latest cell, but we're climbing up higher. And as we get higher, then more garbage has a better chance of blowing, and then we'll probably grab some more stuff in those fences.
Well, among the many things people are going to hear a lot more this year is obviously we talk about recycling. Recycling is going to be one aspect of being able to try to reduce what we get into the landfill and save our airspace. But you got a lot of other things that we're going to probably be trying to educate more people about. We really need to save this airspace. It's not going to be gone in a week. It's not going to be gone in a year. But it is going to be gone because we have finite space. We only have so much area that where our landfill can be.
Yeah.
And it is... it can't expand. I think there's still some people don't realize that. What do you mean you can't expand? You got all that space. Yeah. Well, it's not that much.
Yeah. And it's going away quickly. It has been for the last several years, quite a few years, increasing in our tonnage coming in, taking away a lot of space. It was kind of, I remember starting back out there a few years ago as the educator, and find out more, and it's like, really? There's a lot of room out there. And you look at how much it changed, and it wasn't that much. But boy, it's sure been changing the last few years, last decade, frankly, when the cell previously built, and then it was supposed to be how many years before the next one got built, and it was about half because we were filling up twice as much, taking in double the tonnage. Obviously, your space lasts half as long at best, frankly, due to compaction issues. But it's starting to go away, and you say, wow, we're really getting closer to the boundary, and then what? And the answer right now is that's it, and what we have is what we have to deal with and what we're able to prepare for. So our only option is to best serve the community for the longest time period is to slow that down. And so we're going to take steps to do that. One thing is, recycling and composting, doing those things, doing what you can. Don't give up on that. It's the quantities that we divert away through recycling and composting may not look like much when you compare what a percentage is versus what we're landfilling, but it all matters. And anything you can do to do the right thing with it instead of just throwing it away, and stop that mindset of, oh, who cares, just throw it away. Stop throwing the metal away. Get it to a recycling facility.
Repurpose that.
Yes.
I mean, there's businesses that are looking for the metal.
Yep, so. That's right. There's a market for it. There's, appliances can't be buried, so those have to be recycled, tires, all those things. The TVs, we did that. That's something that the landfill did a few years ago, and to do the right thing with it. Because, frankly, if, you're not doing it, then people are just, oh, who cares? Just throw it away. And we have to stop that mindset of just saying, oh, well, who cares? And, with that, I think our rates are really cheap. It's very inexpensive to throw stuff away in Boone County, to throw it away by landfilling it. I mean, our tipping rates are very low. They're going to climb. It's going to be something that we're going to continue working on. I'm not doing it much this year is my plan. We'll be talking to board of supervisors shortly and in the future about our plans going forward. But this mindset of we keep our rates low because we don't throw stuff in the ditches. That's all well and good. But frankly, there's so much stuff that is still good being thrown away because people don't know, don't care. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Just throw it away. It's cheap. All that mindset we have to stop. and it's going to be a little more impactful, I believe, going forward. And raising our rates, you know, we're going to be cutting our tonnage going forward. To do that, to stay operational, we're going to have to raise our rates some. I think we're going to do it, you know, hopefully with a good plan in place of
sure.
of slow and steady, if you will, and not make a marked jump, if you will, in 1 year. So laying out some plans to do that. And that's the story coming forward is we don't have much space left and we want to maximize that as long as possible.
So and he's because he does math, folks, even at this hour of the morning, he does math. So again, it's all a matter of extending the life of your airspace. And again, there's way compaction to do that, what you do with cover and everything else. There's a lot of different variables that you can build into that. That's like I said, it's not going to be closing this year, next year, but we would like to extend that life for 20 years, if we could.
Yeah. Our goal is to hit 30s, mid-30s. Really push would be 40. Ooh, that's going to take a lot. But doing the math, what the engineers have said we have available and calculating the airspace based on compaction levels, how much dirt we're using to cover, and minimizing that going forward, can we extend that longer? We're at probably 22 years max life current and under current operations if we change some things. Change our tonnage coming in, that's the biggest one. Slow down how much dirt we're using for cover. Get better compaction levels, make sure our compactor, our biggest, heaviest compactor is doing the most work and smashing that stuff as much as possible to get the best compaction levels. All those things involved, see if we can extend that then to 35. Can we stretch it to, can we push that 40 level, you know, and then, I mean, do that math too on my age, it probably won't matter to me much, but at that level, but, you know, but we have still, to look beyond yourself too and say, we want this around for generations, you know, or the next generation at least, and how long can we do this? And that's the goal, and that's the, you know, that's our objective. How long can we do this for? So let's prepare for it.
And then as this is going forward, part of the work that you have to do is what alternatives do we have after?
Yeah.
Which is, again, how do we start building and planning for that? It's a lot of long, very long-range planning.
Yep.
One of the benefits might be we still look like we're going to harvest methane, which is, again, that creates some other things for you, too. Do we cut down on biodegradable stuff, or do we try to encourage that coming back in? What are we going to do?
Yeah, it changes the message a little bit when we, you know, for so many years it was we don't have enough tonnage coming in to justify a methane collection system. Mm-hmm. Technology's changed. Now we have a company that says, yeah, we can work with that with where you're at and lower and down probably to certain levels. So then they've pulled samples to say, this is what how much methane is being produced in your landfill in these areas. So that's why it looks really good. The quantities that they're able to, that they were able to pull and test and say, yeah, and it's not that nasty of stuff. They can purify it and make it good and useful and put it back into the natural gas pipeline. So doing some good things with it. So now we're looking at, okay, the message of composting. We've talked, you and I have spoken about this many times, about the need for composting and not throwing your food away because it produces methane. Well, now do we want to produce methane? If when we get the new system in place, it's kind of good in a way. Is it good to produce it just to then recapture it and then send it into the pipeline? Maybe. You could debate that all you want. But, you know, if we're cutting back, excuse me, on what we are burying, then we want to make sure we're probably just burying the good stuff, the necessary stuff, frankly. Yeah. And if it is the garbage, the food waste that's mixed in that's producing methane, then probably it's okay. And what we'll also look at, too, is our yard waste area that we're able to collect, leaves and grass clippings, branches, all that stuff. We didn't bury that in the past because all that did was waste airspace and produce methane unnecessarily. So let's do something good with it. Well, in the future, we could look at just burying all of it. And we're talking about I think it's around 900 ton that we report to the DNR that we compost and not bury. So not a huge amount when we're talking, 90,000 ton currently. We cut it down to 50,000 ton in the future, 50, 60, somewhere in there. 900 out of the 60,000. Yeah, not a huge amount, and if it's doing the right thing with it and lessens the burden upon us to have to grind it and compost it and handle it, all that stuff, makes it easier, still provides that service. All in all, my message, for what it's worth, still do the right thing. Still recycle. Still compost in your backyard with the food scraps, the clippings, whatever you can do. When you have to throw it away, throw it away. I get that. That's what we're there for. But it's only when you have to throw it away instead of, I don't want to put the effort into that. Please make the effort. Do the right things with your stuff and then finally throw away the leftovers.
Make it a habit.
Yeah.
Try to make it a habit and spread it.
Yeah. Start doing one thing, master it, then start doing more, and then master that, and then start doing more if possible. So,
again, everybody needs some place to put their.
Yeah.
At some point. Yeah. And if it goes away, that means we got to come up with a plan to send it somewhere else. And that'll be real expensive. So.
Very much, yes. When you look at what we're able to do after our 30, 40 years, what are we going to do? We'll become a transfer station, or else we'll just shut down entirely and garbage haulers have to haul it somewhere else.
So, and some people will ask this question. I have a minute or so left, too. But resource recovery over in Ames, and again, that's, people say, can't we haul it over there? And their issue is they're not using everything right now.
That's true. They have a surplus of garbage, it seems like, and waste coming in. They're unable to burn it effectively, efficiently, and continuously to keep doing what they're supposed to be doing to serve their community. So when they are unable to do enough anyway with their own stuff, they probably can't take more. So us hauling it over to them just to haul it back over, pretty wasteful, not ineffective. So it would certainly be nice if they would do a more of an expansion and do something more to serve their community and burn more things as part of their directive too. That's what they're there for, burn the garbage for energy and do more instead of doing less. But that seems to be the trend as of late.
We keep plugging away.
We do.
As far as, you get back to recycling, as we've said so many times, the issue is market. What's there for the market? And that does change. But ones we know that are pretty good are cardboard. That's a pretty good market. The white paper you guys do on your office pickup and stuff like that, that's a good market.
That's pretty solid overall. There was a time years ago when they had to actually, the recycling company had to bury it instead. But that was a kind of an anomaly, if you will, that it was an outlier to that whole process. So, usually those markets stay pretty darn steady. So
we like thankfully. Those. That helps.
Yep, we want to keep that.
And aluminum. I'm guessing aluminum does pretty good, too, if they get into recycling. Well, and having cans.
And redemption
and stuff like that. That keeps a lot of that out of there as well, too. Ah, the challenges. It's always something.
Yes,
we already know you're looking at here in 24 some adjustments on the yard waste. And again, we're still several months away from that. But people are going to have to pay attention because there is going to be some adjustments to the calendar.
Yep. Look at the calendar. Give us a call. Make sure you know it's basically the same timeline we're doing this service, but we're just doing it less days each week. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of those same weeks that we have been doing for the last X number of years. So just cutting back on the timeline of when we're doing it for free. You can still bring it out Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but you got to pay for that during that time.
Are we still, we're looking at April through the end of May or something?
Mid-April through end of May, for the first round of that.
We'll remind you a lot when we get
closer.
We'll
keep at it.
Try to keep everything going forward there. All right. I know it's a challenge. We'll just keep plugging ahead. And then you got to deal with the weather in the meantime and everything else.
Yep. And if you ever have doubts, give us a call. Try to check, ask if we're open, that kind of a thing. We do have some fluctuating Saturday hours. So please be aware of that. We have the calendar on the website. Check us out. If you search, do Boone County, Iowa landfill. There's a big difference between what Missouri or Kentucky and all the other Boones that are out there.
And the other thing, too, people that would like to get information and maybe have a presentation, you guys are willing to come out and do that too.
You bet. Yeah, give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to know. I'm going to try to push to get out there, get out more to talk to the community about those things that are going on. And I think the big headlines are our finite space, you know, that we're mm-hmm. running out, and then the methane program. Should it keep going? And that's the intent anyway. But those would be two big things. Keep pushing in the years ahead.
I always say on that one, you're cautiously optimistic.
mm-hmm.
We'll see how
it
comes
exciting.
Together.
Yep.
John Rosa, again, administrator for the Boone County Landfill and our Boone County Recycling Coordinator. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.